Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with Town Square Media Montrose, and I am very glad to be joined once again by Stacy Ryan with the Valley Symphony Association and with Troy Raper, who is the orchestra conductor for the VSA. And I appreciate both of you coming in. And we are here to talk about the Christmas by Candlelight concert coming up on December 15th. That is a Friday at 7 p.m. at the Montrose Pavilion, and Saturday, the 16th of December, at 6:30 p.m. also at the Montrose Pavilion. So both of you, thank you so much for coming in. And Stacy, I want to start with you. I know that this is really the staple for each season. Every year there is Christmas by Candlelight around the holidays from the VSA. And talk to me a little bit about what folks can expect to come out to this year's Christmas by Candlelight concert.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us, John. We're excited about our Christmas by Candlelight concert, of course. We've got the orchestra and chorus on stage together, so that's over 100 musicians all up there, from teenagers to octogenarians. And this year, our title within the title is 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. We'll be having members of the Magic Circle Players are going to be doing a dramatic reading of the beloved poem. So that'll be really fun. And again, on stage, and it's kind of infectious. Both Troy and Katie both love holiday music, and it just rubs off on all of us. And it really is a special concert.
Well, Troy, tell me just how much you do love the holidays and love Christmas music, and how is that going to translate to Christmas by Candlelight this season?
Well, I think Christmas music holds a special place for everyone because it's infectious. You can't listen to Christmas music and not have joy somewhere. And for me to get a chance to play big orchestra pieces and everything from heavy sort of symphonic pieces to just fun Christmas carols where everybody can sing along out loud or in their head and just really have a good time. It means everything for music. It's just sort of that reset that everybody gets right in December. And as a musician myself, I play holiday concerts for 2 months straight, and it's just a pure joy.
Yeah, and I know as a kid, I mean, I loved the holidays so much. I would wrap other people's presents for them. I just loved doing that while playing Christmas music on a stereo with a CD, which we seldom use anymore. As I get older, the enthusiasm and excitement for the holidays is still there, but it's taken kind of a different form. And listening to Christmas music and listening to the holiday music, I can tell you, I've been listening to Christmas music and watching Christmas movies since about a week before Thanksgiving. So I am fully in the spirit as well. And I know that this is a concert that is going to translate to the whole community and get everybody in the mood. Like Stacy, you said, people from all different age groups. And I know that this is going to be a great thing. And Stacy, I want to ask you to talk a little bit about the difference in timing this year compared to prior years. I know that the first concert for Christmas by Candlelight used to come after the Parade of Lights in Montrose. What's the schedule this year and how does that differ?
Yeah, so this year we had to mix it up a little bit, mostly because of Troy, but that's okay. We were happy to do it because we are so happy to have him. So we are going to be playing Friday and Saturday, the middle of the month. So the 15th, Friday the 15th at 7, and Saturday the 16th at 6:30. So that's the shift this year. And the plan is to be back to our normally, what do you say in the radio biz? Our
regularly scheduled program.
There it is. And so, yeah, we'll be back to the other one, that other schedule next year. But this year we're going to just mix it up and hopefully encourage people to go out to dinner beforehand and all that kind of good stuff and get some shopping done and then come to the concerts and enjoy and relax and sing carols or sing them in your head, like Troy said, and it'll all be good.
And Troy, I'm wondering.
And it's never too early for Christmas music.
Never. Maybe July. Yeah, maybe July. 6 months from now, but I don't know. It depends who you ask. I feel like Troy, you've probably been working on the set list, if you will, for many months. And that brings me to my next question. I know that the orchestra is going to be performing along with the chorus. Katie Christofferson is the chorus conductor. And Troy, talk a bit about how the orchestra and the chorus are going to kind of share the stage or pass it back and forth. How does that affect the approach for this concert, and how is the orchestra going to be working in conjunction with the chorus?
So part of the fun is that we get to have everybody on stage at the same time. And what we like to do is have some large choral pieces that are played with the orchestra. We're doing Christmas Day by Gustav Holst, which is a combination of six Christmas carols written in Holst style. And we have soloists and the chorus and everything integrated with the symphony, which is I think part of that big giving moment of an orchestra, is to be able to get as many people on stage performing and living the music together. And so we get to do that, and we'll play a couple of pieces by ourselves. We've got, Christmas Festival by Leroy Anderson, which is a huge perennial favorite. We've got a string thing, and the choir's going to sing a few pieces, traditional choral pieces throughout the performance. So we'll just trade it back and forth, and Katie and I will dance around the stage as needed to make sure it works.
It sounds great. Stacey, I want to ask you, we mentioned, I think Troy mentioned a little earlier in the interview here, that there are going to be 100 or over 100 people on stage. I want to take that opportunity to highlight a bit about the volunteers in the VSA who come together for the Christmas by Candlelight concert and just every concert each season. I know that they come from throughout the Western Slope. Talk a little bit about the makeup of the volunteers who are going to be on stage on the 15th and 16th.
Absolutely. That makes me happy that you asked that question. We do have some of the best volunteer musicians from the Uncompahgre, North Fork, Gunnison, and Grand Valleys who come together. I believe we currently are representing about 14 different cities and towns from throughout the Western Slope. We are absolutely a regional all-volunteer performing arts nonprofit, and we really do, again, and not only do we have that kind of representation, but as we both have mentioned before, we have the age representation too. So my hope is that when we as musicians look out into the hall, we see the same demographic right, reflected back at us, everywhere from teenagers and younger, and that too, all the way up to octogenarians and beyond. And so, yeah, we really are the Valley Symphony, but it does represent those four different valleys.
Yeah. Go ahead, Troy.
Yeah. And Stacey, I love that Stacey has mentioned the multitude of players and towns and regions and areas that are represented here, because the first thing that I noticed as the conductor of this group is people come together. They're all friends, and they all sort of know each other from sitting in the orchestra with each other and in the chorus. And, you know, when I'm out in town and somebody says, oh, you're the new conductor. Oh, my wife sings there. And it's just, it really is a united front of musicians who are volunteering their time everywhere, from pros to high school kids that don't have that experience yet and are getting something really cool. So it's a very rare thing to have, and our community is very fortunate to have this kind of thing around.
Yeah, that's an understatement. I talk pretty much every time we talk about how important the VSA is to the fabric of the community, and specifically the Christmas by Candlelight. It gets me excited just talking about it, because I was telling Stacey before we hopped on air here how, really, for me, anytime after Thanksgiving, really even on Thanksgiving, after you eat the turkey and you have and you're in a food coma, but the Christmas season really is upon us, and I can't really think of any better way for folks to further get in the Christmas spirit than by coming out to the show. I do want to mention that if you're interested in purchasing tickets, you can go to valleysymphony.net. Again, that's valleysymphony.net. That is going to be Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 16th at 6:30, both at the Montrose Pavilion. And the one other thing I want to say too about the volunteers is, you know, it's not like any volunteer person in the VSA can just, you know, say, oh, I'm not going to drive up there, I'm going to hop in on Teams or Zoom or anything like that. That's something that we see here in my business. Sometimes you don't always have to be there in person. But with the VSA, you have to, you know, it's a community in-person type thing, and it shows a lot of dedication for all the volunteers to come congregate together, practice together. And Troy, how excited is the group both the orchestra, but also the chorus. How excited is the group to be able to put on this holiday show?
Well, it's always fun for this because, you know, our show that we just did was a very intense show. It had a lot of challenges for everyone, and everybody came into this first rehearsal literally like 3 days later, and they're like, "Yay, Christmas music!" And it's stuff that everybody recognizes, melodies you know, and you know how they fit, and it just feels good to be able to just play without a lot of stress and thought, in the sense that you already know what to expect. And so that's always very exciting for holiday music. And, you know, back when I was teaching little kids, it was fun to start that in September, you know, and throw something at them and they're like, "Oh, I know what this is." So it's very much the same with a group like this, because everybody gets it. And it really is a joy to do.
Yeah, well said. And Stacy, I know we would be remiss if we did not mention some of the partners involved in making this show happen in the first place. Season co-partner Cimarron Wealth Management, as well as the David Mize family. And then concert partner is BMO. It may be known in this area as Bank of the West, but they have rebranded to BMO. Stacy, I'm hoping you can shed some light on the importance of that partnership and how excited they are to be sponsoring either the season or the big Christmas by Candlelight concert.
We love our friends at BMO. I think they call it BMO.
Do they?
I think so.
Okay, I did not know that.
If that's wrong, I will be corrected shortly. But at BMO, yeah, so Gary Schwartz out of Delta and Tammy Olson out of here in Montrose, they both were sorry to not be able to make it today, but send their regards, and they have been concert partners with us for a couple of years, and they have moved into this slot with the Christmas by Candlelight. They're very excited about that, and they're extremely supportive. You'll see our trailer outside, out front of in Montrose,
right. That's right.
Advertising our concerts, and they couldn't be more excited. So we thank them and appreciate their support and patronage, and really just applaud them and all of our concert partners and season co-partners too.
Yeah, it's a big part. I would say probably the most major part about what makes the VSA possible each season. Troy, every time you and I talk, I always want to ask you about the song lineup, if you will. And I know that that's not the right thing to do, because there's an element of surprise. So I'm not asking for, you know, the set list, but I'm hoping you can maybe give a couple people some hints or give an overview of what type of music the folks can expect. I know you said it's stuff that people will recognize. Is there anything else you can tell us about that?
Well, I think if you turn on a radio station and listen to a classic Christmas concert, you're going to hear Christmas carols done in 10 or 15 different ways in an hour, you know, and that's what Christmas music is in an orchestral sense, is you have different composers doing different takes on holiday tunes, as well as some traditional pieces that you will hear maybe from a movie or two, hint, hint, that is a holiday tradition. So they're going to hear a little bit of everything, but you're going to enjoy the fact that you're going to recognize those carols and the things that make Christmas auditory for us.
That's a big part of it. You know, Christmas, the first thing you think of when you think of Christmas, for me at least, is, you know, Christmas lights, Christmas tree, and then also Christmas music. It's a huge part of the spirit and the mood and the vibe. And that's why I know that this is going to be a great concert, as I understand it is every year. Stacy, what else am I missing? What else do you want to touch on here in terms of what folks can look forward to with this concert, season 52 as a whole? The floor is yours for anything else you have for us.
Well, so just I have one question for Troy. Is there anything else about the chorus that you wanted to add, since Katie is in absentia?
In absentia.
Yeah, I would add that Katie has been working very hard to develop soloists and work with this wonderful chorus that we have to allow them to sort of shine in this venue, because as you know, choruses so often don't perform with a symphony, and when they do, it's kind of a big deal because these are opportunities to have full accompaniment that is not just a piano, right, or to sing a cappella, and we do a combination of a little bit of all of that in this concert. And to Katie's credit, she's pulled out the stops, so to speak, and I think people are going to really enjoy hearing the chorus.
Yeah, and I think there's setting, like, about 17 soloists that are going to be yes, popping up.
Yeah, we've got soloists on two big pieces, and along with the chorus, that puts the ownership on the chorus to really step up and put their best foot out forward, because it's such great music that everybody will know, and I know the soloists are very excited to come rehearse with us. They're going to join us in the next couple of weeks and keep working with the orchestra. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And Katie is just so vibrant when she does her thing. So
she's
I think
so fun.
Everybody will really enjoy that.
I do have a question, Troy, and I don't believe I've asked you this before about any concert. So we're about, the concert is coming up. The week before the concert, what is the time spent doing with the volunteers? Is everyone pretty much, got the lay of the land and the gist of how the concert is going to go? Is it a cram session to make sure that, the whole scope of it is fine-tuned? What is the last week before the concert consist of in terms of practice and preparation?
Well, traditionally, I think of it in terms of three facets in music, and no matter how you're working and whatever group. But in our case specifically, we have a number of rehearsals before the week before. Okay, so mm-hmm. we lead up with three to five rehearsals depending on the show. And we sort of work out the details. And then the week before, we have two rehearsals before we go on stage in front of an audience. And those two rehearsals are really, I call it refinement or cleaning, because there's always a question about how things fit together. Mm-hmm. Everything gets played many, many times before that. That's the nature of music. But to really put it in a row and put it in timing and make sure everybody knows where to be and how to be. That's a challenge with chorus, because those folks aren't with us more than a couple of rehearsals as a group. We'll bring the soloists in, but this last week before we head in is a lot of refinement. Really just cleaning it up and putting the icing on those Christmas cookies.
Yeah. Wow. Very good. I like that. Well, Stacy or Troy, anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I would circle back to Stacy. And if you didn't know, Stacy's a fantastic clarinet player. And she plays in the orchestra. And I would ask her how the orchestra feels about these holiday concerts, because I know she's right in the middle of it.
I'm in the thick of things. Hey, no, thank you, Troy. As a musician, the Christmas concerts really are a lot of fun, and it really is special to have the two ensembles come together. I mean, I have one of the best seats in the house up there, just where I get to perch and just see the audience and hear the chorus behind us and just hear everything come together. And I have to say that at rehearsals, our trumpet section has really stepped it up, because they even showed up before. Our last rehearsal was actually before Thanksgiving, but they showed up and they decorated all of their stands with Christmas paper and all kinds of stuff. So they kind of thrown down the gauntlet to even make the rehearsals even more fun. So yeah, it's just all fun. And Troy, we all know Troy loves Christmas music and just can't stand himself. So it's just a good time.
Yeah, I'm excited after talking with you guys about it. Just again, further gets you in the holiday mood and the holiday spirit. Well, I want to thank you both or Stacy, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I actually did, putting my other hat back on. So we also can pick up tickets here in Montrose at Cimarron Wealth Management, one of our season co-partners. They are at 1731 East Niagara Road over there, just east of the pavilion. And also in Delta at Clubs, at the Fabric Store Clubs, 14, 417 Main Street, not the old clubs that sadly shut down, but yes. the clubs that still has their fudge and all that good stuff. So, but Delta Clubs, 417 Main Street, and online, of course, at valleysymphony.net. That one also, you can pick them up here in Montrose at Colorado Smiles at 601 South 3rd Street. So we have two spots here in Montrose, one in Delta, and then online, or you can email info@valleysymphony.net or call 970-765-8323. So we'll take care of you one way or another.
Very good. Now, it's informative and important information to know where you can get those tickets. And also want to mention one more time, the concert partner BMO or BMO, and we appreciate everything that they do. And, of course, we always talk about valleysymphony.net, but make sure to find the VSA on Facebook as well at Valley Symphony Association. And a lot of information, a lot of different avenues to learn and to engage with the VSA. And, Troy, I want to wish you luck and thank you for coming on. And, Stacy, also good luck. I know neither of you need it, but it really is an important part of the community. It gets me in the holiday spirit just talking to you, and I know everyone is excited. That is Friday, December 15th at 7 p.m. and Saturday, December 16th at 6:30 p.m. And that is at the Montrose Pavilion. So I want to thank you both very much. And we look forward to talking with you again. And if we don't talk to you, have a very Merry Christmas. We are now back to our regularly scheduled programming. As Stacy alluded to earlier, it's a radio term. You're listening to Town Square Media Montrose.